I'm a lesbian.
She's a lesbian.
Yeah, we are lesbians.
Kissing in the rain.
Kissing in the rain.
I'm a lesbian.
She's a lesbian.
Yeah, we are lesbians.
Touch me there again.
Touch me there again.
I just licked your tongue.
Won't you grab my phone?
For international hits from a foreign country. If I didn't have tits, you wouldn't listen to me. We don't write our own songs. We don't do our own beats. We just follow each other while the camera's rolling.
We had boyfriends, but they never got blown. Now we're naked on the cover of the Mad Rolling Stone. We're all over the news, and the world is in shock. We're young and we're hot, and we don't like the cock.
And we don't like the cock.
And we don't like the cock.
Cause I'm a lesbian.
She's a lesbian.
Yeah, we are lesbians.
Kissing in the rain.
Kissing in the rain.
I'm a lesbian.
She's a lesbian.
Yeah, we are lesbians.
Touch me there again.
Touch me there again.
I just licked your tongue.
Won't you grab my phone?
Like a nasty car crash, you just can't look away. If you're a young girl, then we give you some play. Because girls are so hot, and guys are passe. Did I mention we have sex like every day?
I guess we're a fad, or so I've been warned. If the money runs out, you'll see us starring in porn. We don't care if you're straight, it's okay if you watch while I'm combing her hair with a face in my garage.
I'm a lesbian.
She's a lesbian.
Yeah, we are lesbians.
Kissing in the rain.
Kissing in the rain.
I'm a lesbian.
She's a lesbian.
Yeah, we are lesbians.
Touch me there again.
Touch me there again.
I just licked your tongue.
Won't you grab my butt?
From the TV, have we done enough?
Model for lingerie, cause we're hot and we're gay.
Should I share my mouth?
I'm a lesbian.
She's a lesbian.
Yeah, we are lesbians.
Kissing in the rain.
Kissing in the rain.
I'm a lesbian.
She's a lesbian.
Yeah, we are lesbians.
Touch me there again.
Touch me there again.
Please, Mama, can't you see I've always tried to please? I wore ribbons and jewelry and makeup and perfume and dresses down to my knees. You said that it's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along, but I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. And I'm a lesbian, I don't like nothing swinging between their legs. Yeah, I'm a lesbian.
Hello, Sandy, it's Callan. I just thought I'd leave a comment because I said I would, and this is really weird because I'm getting my hair dyed right now and I've just had a cut. We're going to do that photo probably
tonight
or tomorrow, and I'll probably have it posted next week. So thought I'd just say hi, and your shows are still on my mobile. And yeah.
We love you.
That was my boyfriend, and that's my best friend.
Hi.
That was Anthony and Gabby. So yeah, I'll talk to you on MySpace. Bye.
Hello, you're listening to show number 8 of The Lesbian Mafia, and I'm your host, Sandy. So, hi. I think I'll start by telling you the reason why the show is so late on Gay Pride weekend. And the reason why the show is so late is because I had the entire show recorded, by Friday evening so that I could have my weekend free. Right. So I had the entire show recorded. I know I already said that 3 times, but that's what happens when you go through trauma, is you start to repeat yourself and you don't realize you're doing it. And no, I'm kidding. So I had the entire show recorded, and I went to click save, and then the software crashed. So I lost the entire show. What's unfortunate is that I am one of those people that should definitely be on anti-anxiety medication, and I'm not. So when this happened, I started to feel very lightheaded, and I don't know if you know what it's like to bring a bunch of girls together, women, together to do one thing. It's not that easy. I believe that the lining of my stomach is probably rotting as we speak. So. So the entire show was lost and I had to do it over again, over Gay Pride weekend, which was a gorgeous weekend here in New York City. And my understanding of the Dyke March and the parade is that it was absolutely beautiful. And, you know, when the weather is this beautiful, it just makes the day that much more special. So this is a time to remember the Stonewall riots, and to remember how much pride I have in the fact that I don't lick straight men's hairy balls on the regular. So this is definitely gay pride for me. And I would like to take a moment of prayer and silence for all of those who have no one to answer to and for no reason at all remain in the closet. A moment of silence. And that's all you're going to get. I would like to suggest maybe a visit to a gay-positive counselor. And I understand that not everyone can be out. Teenagers in particular, maybe it's not practical for them to be out. Their parents may be, you know, psychotic. But there are various versions of being out. Some people are out at home, but not at work and with their friends. Some people are not out at work, but they are with their friend. You know, like, there's all different variations of being out. And the incredible thing about all of the masses of people that show up to these gay pride parades all over the world is that you know that not all of these people are out. But the fact that they're there says that they would really like to be. And I know that it's none of my business if you're out or not. But what I find is that people who are closeted are so venomous towards those of us who want to enjoy a parade, or at least know that the parade is still there. Yeah, I think that it's really important that we have that parade every year. And we are incredibly fortunate to be able to have that, because I don't know if you guys have been on YouTube and checked out the parades in Serbia or Croatia or anywhere in the Balkans. It's not pretty. So we are really fortunate. And I would just like to say that if you hate yourself, then go to the Balkans and go to the parade there, because you'll probably get your ass kicked and you'll probably feel like you deserve it anyway. So please be my guest. I don't know about you, but I'm very proud that I'm gay. When I look at Joey Buttafuoco's face, when I look at his face, when I look at Amy Fisher, and then I see that woman that she shot in the face, and half of her face is paralyzed, I'm supposed to want to be straight? And I'm just watching Deliver Us From Evil. I haven't managed to finish it because it's not, like, the best movie ever, but it's, about this, you know, because none of these priests have admitted that they've molested these children. There's this one priest that they managed to get on film, and they totally exploited him, and it was wonderful. But, you know, he talks about all these little girls and boys that he molested. And, yeah, straight people do not impress me. I'll let you know when they start to impress me. And I try to keep some perspective and not become an overly judgmental person. Because a lot of us, sorry to be the one to tell you children, but a lot of us are just as judgmental as our heterosexual brothers and sisters. Oh yes, it's true! You heard it here first! Who doesn't like the dykey girls because they look like men? Who doesn't like the overly femme girls because they're trying to be straight and they're fake? Who doesn't like this ethnicity? They only feel comfortable around their own ethnicity. This one doesn't make enough money, doesn't live in the right place, doesn't drive the right car. Who's not as attractive as the next person? The gay boys don't like the lesbians. The lesbians don't like the gay boys. You know, it's just there's so much division within the community. And you know what? One thing that you have to say about Republicans and hets is those fuckers are united, okay? You know, they call each other after 7 bottles of 25-cent beer and they say, hey, let's go to the gay parade. Let's gay bash. You can be shit for sure. They'll all be there at the same time. Then I see on the news this guy, he chopped up his pregnant wife in like 100 pieces. I'm supposed to look up to you and want to be straight? Oh, good Lord. I don't know. Thank God I'm a lesbian. That's all I have to say. I just, really, honestly, thank God. Alrighty. So, let's start the show. I'm going to talk a little bit about nonsense and a little bit of our coming out stories. You had a song on your...
Remember that song, yeah.
And it's, yeah. Oh, God. And it sounded like he was smashing the top of a tin garbage can. And I don't believe that you like that music. I don't believe it.
Oh, come on. You just want to mold me into, like, your perfect woman. That's what it is. Just get over it, okay? It's my taste in music.
I don't believe that you like it. The thing is, I just don't believe it.
Then don't believe it, okay? That's my music.
Don't raise your voice, like, when you talk to me.
What about
either?
The music that you have on your page? What is that? What is that? That's not even a fucking class of music. That's ripped 80s pop music. What the fuck are you talking about?
It's not 80s pop music. They're a new band.
Yeah, but their sound is not new.
Oh, and that stuff that you listen to, that sound is new? What is that?
No, that song is from the 80s. That's old goth.
You know what it sounds like?
I don't want to know. I didn't ask you, did I?
It sounds like a hangover. It sounds like your worst hangover ever.
All right. Are you done?
I don't believe that you like it.
Are you recording?
Can't I mold you into the perfect woman?
No, you can't. This is me. I am I. You can't change me into anything. You're fucking mad at me because of my MySpace song? Does any of the music that you've ever had on your MySpace had at least half an ounce of substance? Me yet. Nope, zilch.
That
you know
song that you had on your page, it sounds like they're taking a ladle and they're hitting the inside of a garbage can.
Whatever.
That's what it sounded like.
That's your fucking opinion. Like, you never heard that kind of music growing up in New York, going to clubs and shit.
Yeah, but I didn't like the ones that sounded like they were smashing a garbage can.
They don't sound like that. That's your opinion. Do you want me to overanalyze the music that you have, like, from one day to the next?
Just because I have an opinion doesn't mean that I overanalyze. Just because you don't think about anything doesn't mean that I overanalyze.
Oh, bullshit. Are you fucking fighting with me over my fucking song? Hold on! You're mad about my song on my MySpace page. Fuck you.
Why don't they have a parade in Miami for gay pride?
Yeah, touchy subject. There is no gay pride parade here. We're almost practically invisible. There's so many gay people out here on South Beach. It's even called, like, the Gay Riviera and shit. Mm. I mean, yeah, there's clubs and bars, but there's no parade. I mean, there's GLBT centers and stuff, but they can't put one on, and I don't know why. Well, I do know why. The city, they don't want to shut down a street for 4 hours and gather all the gays, you know, in one central area because they might offend some tourists. What, the tourists are all from Europe, and in Europe they don't look down on homosexuality like we're the Antichrist, you know what I mean?
Not in the Netherlands.
Well, it's fucked up, and it's really sad that I can't go and be with people like me.
Celebrate it and have fun. But there's plenty of gay establishments where you could go spend your gay dollars, though.
Don't get me started on the gay establishments.
Hold on a minute, I have to pause.
Driving on 9.
What song are you singing?
The Breeders, Driving on 9.
Okay, so,
why must you hate on that music? Anyways.
Yeah, see, that's the thing about it, is whether I go or not, I want to know that that fucking parade is there. You understand?
Yeah.
You understand? And, and this year they canceled the festival because they couldn't get the permit. Or something. I don't know. I'm not sure what the story is, but... And I'm not going, so it's not going to directly affect me, but I want to know that that shit is there every fucking year at the same fucking time! And that's all there is to it.
Yeah, New York Pride is the best. I'm partial to Frisco, though. I really am.
Right, because you're a West Coast girl.
I'm a West Coast girl. Yeah. Living on the East Coast. I live on the most, like, southernmost point of the world. Well,
right, you're not considered East Coast, honey. You're living in the South. Hate to tell you.
I'm considered South. I know. Oh, God. Don't even. Have you ever been to the South before?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I mean, there's, like, the good and the bad of the South, but, like, the bad is really bad.
Well, for gay people, it is. No, West Virginia is for lovers, you know.
What? Virginia is for lovers? You know, a lot of people are moving to North Carolina and South Carolina.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
I wonder what gay life is like in North Carolina.
What?
I wonder what gay life is like in North Carolina. Can you not hear me on this fucking phone?
Don't fucking yell at me, Sandy.
I'm sorry.
Stop yelling at me.
I'm
sorry. Get on my case for yelling at you.
I'm sorry.
I don't know about the gay life in North Carolina. I mean, but, yeah, I was telling you yesterday about my friends that are throwing this thing in Atlanta called Homo Agogo.
Right.
And I really want to go, but I can't go because I'm going to L.A. in July, so I have, like, no money.
Right.
Yeah. And why aren't you going to Pride this year?
You think I'm going to be standing out there in a crowd of people? I'm a recluse. You think I'm going to be standing out there in a crowd of people? In that crowd? Oh, my God.
I know.
I cannot stand out in a crowd of hundreds of thousands of people. When I need to pee, I need to pee.
And a porta potty ain't cutting it, right?
Right.
Well, you can just, like, pop a squat somewhere.
I'm totally cutting that out, because I feel like choking you tonight. Anyway, so...
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry. You ignore me.
When
you know I'm going to rip your new asshole about something, you ignore me for a couple days. Oh! What's going on? Oh, really? Oh, wow. Like those situations, you ignore me. Because you don't want to hear from me, because you know I'm going to tell you straight up with no lie, no trying to fucking paint a pretty picture, I'm going to fucking ream you a new asshole. But you like that. So sometimes then you come to me because you need that, you know? You need the discipline, and I'm the one that's going to give it to you. Nobody else will. It's fucking about time.
Oh my God, that's so hot. Right.
My wallpaper on my computer is a big box that says I'm not a douche.
Oh, right. You left me a comment that said that.
Yeah, that's the same thing that I have on my wallpaper. I'm not a douche. Because you traumatized me by calling me a douche so many times that I was almost thinking that I was a douche, and then I was confusing myself with an enema, and it got really out of hand.
So you needed the affirmation that you were not, in fact, a douche.
Exactly. Yeah.
Why don't you like Buck Angel? I think I like Buck Angel.
No! Buck Angel? I'm sorry. I can't get down with. You know what I can get down with? We talked about all that good stuff, but...
What can you get down with?
Oh, don't go there. I'm not going to go there with you.
Why not?
Because you already know. You're just trying to push me.
I just want to know what you can get down with.
Lots of things, but that I can't get down with. I can't get past the clit being so large.
You don't like it?
No.
You wouldn't want to put it in your mouth and suck it?
No, bitch. No. Unlike you, I don't fucking put everything in my mouth and suck it. Okay?
Right.
Yeah, right. No disagreement there, uh-huh. I wonder why.
You're a degenerate.
I'm a degenerate now. Oh, now you're hitting below the belt. I don't think I can take this anymore. We're going to have to break up.
I wanted you to tell me that I was the degenerate.
You already know you're the degenerate. I can't even say it.
You're Ellen DeGeneres.
You're the degenerous.
Can we please talk about how you came out to your mom?
Did you record any of that?
Some of it. All right. What was the circumstances that led to you coming out to your mom? Did you come out to both of them at the same time? I'm sorry. Your mom and your dad?
No. I was fearful of my father for many years.
Really?
He was a good dad, but at the time, like, he didn't know how to deal with a teenage daughter, so...
And you were a little wild.
Yeah, I was really wild, and I was really, really messed up on drugs for a very, very long time. I think I was trying to mask my emotions through the drugs and trying to ignore what was really going on inside me. And my mom just not getting off my ass, and I was just like, maybe I should just tell her, and she'll get off my back, and she'll understand. But, you know, I come from a really, really old-school background, and my parents are, like, not even born in this country, so...
Okay.
because they weren't exposed to it as much as somebody that's maybe second or third generation. Well, I tried to come out to her, and she said I was out of my mind, and I didn't know what I was thinking, and I'm just going through a phase. And,
okay, so time out. What did you do? You sat her down? Did you say, Mom, I have to talk to you, or...
We were sitting down, and I had been thinking about it for a couple of days. She could tell that by the look on my face that I had something to say to her. And she was like, what's up? And, like, you know, asked me, like, to talk to her. And I told her.
Tell me what she said.
I just told her that, you know that you're confused about me, and you're trying to get an answer as to justify my actions. And I have this thing inside me that I've been wanting to get off my chest. And I told her, I came out to her, and...
Tell me what you said.
Yeah, well, I told her I think I'm gay, and it's something that I've been going through for the past couple of years. She was just like, no, you think you're gay, but you're not. And I tried to sugarcoat it as much as I could, just so that it wouldn't turn into, like, a battle.
Let me ask you a question. Did you get emotional? Well, did you get emotional?
Yeah, oh my God, I was in tears, and she still didn't find it sincere. She just thought I was going through some other issue. It was fucked up. It was really hard, and it's still hard, because they still deny it. Like, been years now, and I mean, I've been in such a certain situations, like, people that I've brought home, like, I mean, come on, like, written all over her, you know what I mean? Like, and they still just deny it, and if in their head that's what makes them go to sleep at night, then so be it, because I'm tired of the fight, I can't get through them.
Oh, I understand.
It's really sad. It's a really touchy subject, and I wish I could be out and open with them. They're not turning their backs on me, which is a possibility in my culture, where I would be, like, disowned practically, and it's not a joke.
Right.
And they don't take it to that extent, and they love me unconditionally. Well, with one condition, actually.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And it's sad. I envy people who, you know, they're open. And it's not that I haven't tried. It's not like I've been closeted and I never said anything to anybody. I told them, and they've even caught me in bed with girls.
What happened when they caught you in bed? Was it more than one time?
It was twice.
Oh, my God. With two different girls?
Yeah.
What happened when they caught you?
She shut the door, and I got my shit together, and then went to talk to her, and she was just like, as if she saw a ghost. And then she said, you know what? I know you're just experimenting, and, you know, you're young, and it's just something that you gotta get out of your system, maybe, and that's fine. And she was really, like, supportive at the time. She tried to reason it out. Like, she tried to make herself feel better. Mm-hmm. And then we didn't talk about it, and then when I was about 17, I tried to come out to her again. And the second time when I tried to come out to her, she just said I was going through something.
So two times she told you that you were going through something?
Yeah.
What prompted you to tell her the second time?
Because we grew very distant from each other. Mm-hmm. I'd always been very close. I was really fucked up on drugs, like, really bad. Like, it was my sanctuary. It was where I ran to, was up my nose or, you know, in my arm or something. And she just kind of didn't even associate with me after a certain point where I felt like I was just walking in and out of the house, like I didn't even live there. And it bothered me so much. It got to my... It made me feel so guilty. And so I was like, let me just try and tell her. Like, let me just get it through to her.
And maybe she'll accept me.
Right. And no, it wasn't that cute.
It isn't for most people, honey. It really isn't.
I know. And I mean, it's, what, like 12 years later? I live on the other side of the country.
Right.
But I tried to sugarcoat it as much as I could, hoping that she would embrace it somehow. It didn't work out that way. Eventually, I...
What did she say?
She just didn't say anything. She just looked at me like I was the plague, you know? She
oh,
did.
God,
she looked at me
terrible.
Like I was the plague.
Yeah.
And then mm-hmm. eventually I was forced to leave the house. About a couple months into that, I was forced to leave. And I graciously left. And I didn't speak to my parents for a year, and it killed them. And then when I did speak to them again, it wasn't like they accepted it. But they wanted me in their life. They didn't want to not have me in their life and disown me, because they could easily disown me, but they didn't.
And that scares you, huh?
Scared the shit out of me. I was still on drugs at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really hard. That's why I do want to go to a gay pride parade, and I can't do that here on South Beach, and it really breaks my heart.
Yeah.
I could go to clubs and, like, functions and stuff, but number one, that costs a lot more money than to go to a parade for 2 or 3 days.
Sure.
And it's just the people out here are a lot different. It's
yeah.
sad.
Yeah. I wonder where Buck Angel is this weekend.
I don't know. Does Buck Angel have a website? Maybe we can check.
Buck Angel absolutely has a website. And not for nothing, he.
Yeah, he.
Right. He calls himself the man with the pussy.
Okay, so be it.
Yeah, so he used to be a model when he was a she.
Really? I wonder what...
And beautiful! I'm telling you, I'm not even kidding. And when he was a she said that she identified mostly with being a lesbian, because that was the closest thing with her sexuality. And I believe that he's in a relationship with a woman now, also.
Oh, really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We gotta get some Buck Angel porn.
You know, I could probably,
Can you swing that?
Yeah, I probably could.
Mm-hmm. Why are we talking about Buck Angel? Anyway, let's...
Perfectly fine. I'm trying to find the before pictures. I can't. There's no before pictures.
You know, I saw him on YouTube, and you could find some interviews of him on YouTube. And he's real personable and sweet and everything. And on one of them, they show videos of him when he was a woman.
I could see how people are turned on by him.
Yeah, huh?
Let's go to the Buck store. Hey, you want a Buck Angel shirt?
I so want a Buck Angel shirt.
Oh, wait. Okay, I'm looking at the movies. Hold on. Buckback Mountain.
He picks the names for all of his pornos.
Mm-hmm. Big Boob Adventures. See Me Get Fucked by Alana Starr.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get this.
What the buck, man?
What the buck? Fuck you, man. Fuck you. Probably hates that.
I need to get bucked really bad.
Yes, you do need to get bucked bad.
All right, give me a gay pride holler.
Oh, for New York, you've got my heart.
Okay. Thank you, my darling.
Okay.
Bye, Lolly.
Bye.
They're all out there, huh?
Yep. Simi with the Lesbian Mafia T-shirt on. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, nothing. And then I realized, oh my goodness, I'm going out. With my Lesbian Mafia T-shirt. And they're like, where's your husband? And I'm like, I'm going to support the lesbians. Yeah. And right now, I'm in my car on my way out. We go every year, and we support the lesbians. Yes. Gay women, gay men, and their families. You know?
That's right. You're close enough to a lesbian.
Yeah. Lesbian Mafia, yes, the new thing. Get with it. Get with the program, Sandy. Oh,
Glenn.
My daughter just called me a combo. Okay, I'm so pumped up, and everybody's like, I'm washing clothes. I'm like, this is like your week. You think that you'll be living it up? Oh, yeah. No, you know what I'm saying?
Make it care less, right?
It's ridiculous. I mean, and, you know, New York City is supposed to be like,
I know. You know what it is? Is that we're spoiled. We live here, and it doesn't even... We don't even, you know what I mean? That's the
disgusting
thing.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
How are we going to let the Halloween parade... I'll do the freaking gay parade. Are you kidding me? Come on. True that. Hear my daughter, true that. They love the gay parade. You know, my girlfriend went online, and she was looking up the gay parade, and she said that she saw that a lot of it is sponsored by a lot of Christians. Okay?
Yeah, what's that about?
Remember last year, I told you, it was a lot of... The Holy Ghost was in the house. Okay? Church stuff. I can't.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you wanted a little bit more crazy and wild and everybody dancing in the streets.
Exactly. You know, a lot of costumes.
Right.
I love that, you know? Didn't want to see Sister Jo in her priest uniform. I really, no.
You could do without her.
Yeah.
Right.
I know it's Sunday, but come on.
Right. Did you go to Catholic school? I can't remember. You didn't go to Catholic school, right?
No. Okay. But I did all my sacraments.
Okay. Yeah, I went to Catholic school, so when I see nuns, like, automatically, my whole body tenses up. So you're just hanging out for a couple of hours. What's going on at the pier?
To the cheesecake party tonight. Yeah, give it up for cheesecake. Mm-hmm. I love their parties. It's so nice. I love that. My friend says, oh, you're going to go over there? Like, I'm like, yeah, that's a freaking happening party. Do you think I'm going to go to the... To oh my God. What are you joking? Oh, to the rat hole? Oh, please.
Oh, my God. Too bad I can't keep that, because that shit was funny.
You're going to go to freaking Ratville?
That's funny.
I can't relate with the... It's not my type of people.
Yes, I totally understand.
My husband said, honey, go have a lesbian evening. And he slapped his hands you know, like, hey.
Oh.
He wasn't the happiest person, but you know what? This is how you met me, dude. Okay? Well, my friends are gay. What do you want me to tell you?
So he wasn't so excited that you're going out tonight?
He didn't look too thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
The old man came out of the elevator. I had the lesbian mafia. He didn't have his grandson with him. I love it. My 6-year-old says, hey, Mom, that looks like the Sopranos sign. I said, you know, it does. Yeah.
Right.
It's free. You feel free to do and say.
Yeah, yeah.
Time.
It really is like that.
You know, no one will say you if you're fat, you're skinny. You know?
Yeah, nobody gives a shit about anything.
Nobody gives, not that I'm a big woman or anything like that, ladies. You know, they worry about how they look and, hey, come out and have fun. You're a person, like everybody else here, you know?
Yeah, yeah. True that. One day nobody cares about anything, nobody judges anybody, and the rest of the days of the year we all hate each other. But on that one day, everybody's like, you know, just really. You know what I love when I see the families? Like,
that's what I love. I love that.
On Fifth Avenue, like around Midtown, you see those uptown women that are shopping at Bloomingdale's, and then like, and they come to see the parade and they have their strollers.
Oh, I love it.
Mm-hmm. You know,
I love when the family part comes on. I'm like, yeah, the family.
Oh, yeah, the gay families, P flag.
So cute, you know?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Looks so loving. I was watching the Rosie O'Donnell All Aboard.
Oh, the cruise.
The one that you went on.
Yeah.
I was there to pick up Sandy from her wonderful cruise trip.
Yes, that was very exciting. Honestly, I've never experienced anything like that cruise in my life. There's no words to describe when you see all of those people. You know, you see these hunky gay guys in their Speedos, and then they have 3 children, and they're all different stripes from all different, you know, you don't know who adopted, who had them.
Oh,
know.
They were so beautiful. Love it.
Yeah, no,
and
it's
the,
really.
You know what's my best couple? The one that had the, like, I think she was 17-year-old daughter. The couple, they were older.
Aww.
And they had her since she was a baby. The gay
guy.
And their love for each other. And the love they had for that little girl. It was so real. And the way the little girl loved her father, it brings tears to my eyes, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that was something that you was like, I envy you, you know? Beautiful.
She's doing another cruise. She does them every year.
I would love to go there with my kids and Scott, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, I never went on a cruise.
That's like an experience that lives on in your memory for the rest of your life.
Access. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. Did you come out to your parents or did they find out?
No, I came out.
Who did you tell?
My parents and both of them. And my dad was like, I knew it! I told you! She hung out with the lesbians. It was a matter of time before she became a lesbian. I just knew this was going to happen. I was like, oh my God. My mom goes, I swear to God, I'm walking in the street. You better not talk to me when you were those people. I'm like, what are you talking? They're people, Mom. Your sister's a lesbian. That's what I couldn't understand, you know?
Your mother's sister was a lesbian?
Yeah, I told you that.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
It was Tush, you know?
Yes, right.
Absolutely. And everybody would look at each other, you know?
Oh, God.
I felt bad for my aunt. You know, she was so beautiful.
Okay, so then what else did they do?
Oh, when she saw me one time, my ex-girlfriend, she walked up, said, hello. She walked across the street and she never heard me or saw me. I was so embarrassed, you know? And I had a hot girlfriend, you know? Italian.
Really?
Half Cubana, half Italian. And she was gorgeous.
Oh.
She looked like, what's her name from Weird Science? What's the name of that actress?
Which actress?
From Weird Science?
Kelly LeBrock?
Oh my God, gorgeous.
Really?
Gorgeous. Couldn't even walk down the street with her. She was so beautiful. Everyone was stopped.
And then how did it play out after that?
After that, they dealt with it, but they didn't deal with it, you know? They just didn't talk to me if I was with any of my, which I was always with my lesbian friends. My dad, I'm so embarrassed. Of what? Would you prefer me to go out with a guy that's going to cheat on me and beat me or whatever? I mean, be happy for me. Like I told my girls, I don't care who they're going to be with. As long as the person treats them right, let them be boy or girl.
How did that affect you? Like, did you feel ashamed and stuff? Did you feel bad about
it? No, not at all, honey.
Really?
I was like, F you.
Okay, so now that you Anne Heshed and, you know, you flipped, you know, back like a pancake, like Anne Hesh, do you have a better relationship with your family?
Family, you know, with a man, it's like, oh, so much better now.
Yeah, they're more accepting.
To them, they think that it's normal, you know.
And how does that feel for you? Do you feel more comfortable that they don't bother you as much, or they look at you different now?
I don't give a shit. That's how I feel about it. Because my lesbian people are, they're professionals, they're
right,
classy
right.
people.
Yeah.
I don't give a crap what they say. Oh, I think that's so disgusting. I'm like, you know, there's a lot of things that the straight people do that is very disgusting, okay? Do you think that's disgusting? Then I start telling her something. She shuts her mouth up.
Right, right. So give me a big happy gay pride from the Lesbian Mafia.
Okay, nice and corny. Happy Pride Day, Lesbian Mafia! Woo-hoo! Give it up for the lesbians out there and fancy! Yeah! Gente!
Gotta love Loa. Hi, Shelly in Panama City, Florida.
Hi, Sandy.
How are you feeling today?
I'm having a bit of allergy problems.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you taking anything for it?
No, actually I'm not, because I don't want to be knocked out right about now.
Yeah, right. So why don't you tell me, I know your story with your dad is, you want to tell me how you came out with your dad?
Sure. It's only going to take about, like, 2 minutes. My father was getting ready for work. I was coming out of my bedroom. And I walked in his room, and I was having a conversation with him. And at the end of the conversation, I said, oh, by the way, Dad, I'm gay. And he just kind of stopped and looked at me. You know, that stunned look, and I walked away. That was it.
Well, that that really is 0 to 60 in 7 seconds.
I told you, it was very quick and simple, to the point.
And so he
I didn't show any compassion whatsoever. I'm just like, oh, I'm gay. See you later.
Well, you didn't tell him he had diabetes or anything.
Oh, my God.
Well, wait, so did you guys have any other communication about it after that?
Oh, yeah. Like, as time went by, he just basically said that, you know, I need to stop playing with little girls and find a man to take care of me and support me, that a woman's not going to be able to give me what I need in life.
Do you believe him?
To a certain degree, yes, I do believe him.
Sometimes you believe him more than others?
Yes. Because sometimes, I hate to say it, the compatibility with another woman is iffy and rocky, and it's kind of shady.
So when you have bad turnouts with dating partners, do you think, wow, my father's right?
Yeah, actually I hear his voice echoing through my head. You need to find a man, stop playing with the girls. So, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I wonder if you don't just believe him and it kind of just ends up being a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know what I mean?
I never really thought about that. Could be.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Never really analyzed it. So.
Right. I'm in the wrong profession.
I think so, too. You should be a psychiatrist.
Oh, yeah, wacky analyst.
I am here to analyze your problems.
The reason why you dyed your hair, it's very serious. Reason why. I believe this is very serious. Why you dyed your hair on Gay Pride Day.
Oh my goodness. Crazy.
So my coming out story was a little more dramatic than yours.
Okay.
Just slightly.
You do tell.
I was, bisexual throughout all my teens, and my mother was getting a little bit suspicious because I had a really flamboyant gay friend who, he was still in the closet at the time anyway. We kind of came out together because I sort of said that I was going to start going.
Wait a minute, can I ask? So you dated a gay guy?
No, I'm sorry. That sounded like gay guy boyfriend. I mean, I had a gay boy as a friend.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I had two gay guys that I was really close to.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they were always over the house. So my mother used to say, why do you hang out with these guys that are effeminate? And then at that time, when I was dating boys, I was dating these rocker guys with long hair.
Rebels.
Yeah. And then they would dress like in, you know, frilly outfits. They looked like women.
Oh, dear God, the 80s.
Totally the 80s.
Oh, my God, Def Leppard, Poison. Oh,
right. Like guys that look like Bon Jovi. Right, exactly.
Oh, my God, Cindy, no, that's terrible.
Yes, yeah. So I dated fairies. And, right, but I thought they were cute. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, so I guess, well... You know, what are you going to do? I guess she would wonder why, because I was, like, always dating a boy in, like, a band who looked like a girl. So I guess she started putting two and two together. And then I got into a serious relationship with a girl. And so she, her mother, the girl's mother, was is a real busybody with a big mouth, really annoying, always in our business.
Mm-hmm.
And she called my mother and told my mother, you know what those two doing? They're the gay.
Can you repeat that again, please?
You know what are those two? What do they do? They're the gay. Right. So my mother called me up one day because, you know, my mother was never home for any other reason other than to tell me two things. A, I was prohibited to go to college, and B, that I can't be gay.
Oh, my.
Yeah, the second thing she came home for was to tell me that I couldn't be gay.
Oh, my God. She was smart. She did pick that up, huh?
Yeah. So she called me on the phone one day, and my girlfriend was here.
Mm-hmm.
She was at her boyfriend's house.
Yeah.
And she said, this is my mother. This is my mother. Sandy, yeah, what are you doing? I got a phone call from, you know, so-and-so's mother. Is it true what she says that you're gay? So I didn't even answer her because I had such a panic fit. I didn't really know what to say to her. I didn't know how to act, even though I was openly bisexual, so it really wasn't a big jump for me. So I don't know why she was so shocked, why she came to me with this. So I put the phone down and I held the receiver. Yeah, I told my girlfriend, I said, oh my God, my mother's on the phone. And she asked me if I'm gay.
Oh no.
So the girl that I was with at the time, you know, whatever, it had to be done. She said, well, you better tell her. You better tell her who you are.
Stand up for what you believe in.
So I got back on the phone and I was like, Ma? And she's sitting there on the other end of the phone, you know, waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Sandy. So I said, yeah, I'm gay. And so she was like, what are you trying to do to me? What is it that you're trying to do to me? Is it that you want attention? What is it that you want to do to me?
That you want attention.
I don't understand why you do this to me. So then she comes home, like, immediately. She's like, that's it, I'm coming home. That's it, I'm coming home. So she comes home, and my girlfriend left. She comes in the house, and she's like, what is this that you're talking about? Having a fucking coronary. I just remember sitting on the couch, and I never felt so cornered in my life. She came at me like a bull.
You mean that little thing came to you like a bull?
Yeah, little thing. She was tough. I was smaller than her. I was only a teenager, you know, so...
Oh, that's true.
So it was horrifying to have her come at me like that. I mean, she never came at me for anything. She was never home to do anything.
Yeah.
So for her to come home, and I was like, what the hell do you care what I'm doing? Like, since when do you give a hoot about anything I'm doing? And how does this affect you at all?
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, this really got her goat. And maybe she thought she had to do it because her family told her, you better straighten her out. Or because I can't imagine that my mother would have had any opinion one way or the other.
Maybe she thought that you're actually turning into a lesbo because she was never around. And maybe she thought she wasn't giving you the attention that you needed, that motherly attention. And maybe she thought you were seeking it elsewhere in women.
Oh, right. That's possible.
So,
right, maybe. She might have thought that.
She may have.
One time she said, the reason why you like this is because I neglected you. I neglected you.
There you go. There's your answer. She probably was thinking that.
What about all the rest of the mothers that neglect their children and they end up with men?
I don't know. Maybe she was just thinking that's what happened.
Yeah, in her small mind, that's her logic, her reasoning. So, you know, she basically came over and then she said, that's it, I'm going to get on the train and I'm never coming back here to this house again! I was like, well, you're never home anyway, so I don't know what the difference would be. But, and not only that, the train is only going to take you to the next borough. Like, you know when somebody says something so stupid you don't even know how to react? Like, I didn't even know what to say. Like, one minute she was yelling at me, cornering me like a bull.
Mm-hmm.
And I was horrified. I mean, I was so horrified of her. She just, her reaction really scared the bejesus out of me.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
Yeah, and then she went from that to telling me that she was going to get on the subway and never come back, which is like totally retarded. Like, that goes to show you, you know, what I was dealing with, so.
It's just a bye-bye, see you later.
Right.
Donut with you, some coffee.
Well, I did tell her, I said, go, get the heck out of here, or something like that. What the hell was I going to do if she left? But anyway, I was very young, and I didn't have a lot of answers.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
How
I think,
old were you when you came out?
18 or 19. 18, I think 19, 19. Maybe 19. But I was really such a baby when I was 19. I wasn't very worldly. I didn't have an education. I wasn't cultured. I wasn't, you know, like a lot of these girls at 19, they're already in college. They're, you know, they've already been to Europe. They've already, you know, they've done so many things. And that wasn't my life. I was just, you know, a little girl from a small borough in New York City, a really small world from, you know, a first generation background. And it was really hard. And then after that, she told my girlfriend, just stop seeing her. And so my girlfriend was like, what are you talking about? Because by that time, we'd already been together 2.5, 3 years.
Oh, wow.
So then she said, just stop seeing her. And she said, well, how? Well, you know, one day at a time, you stop seeing her. And then before you know it, she'll forget.
Oh, my God. Your mother's a beast. She's behind your back telling your girlfriend, you know, just every other day, you know, she'll just forget about you.
She was trying to ruin my life.
Oh my gosh, she just takes things she loves and crushes it.
Yeah. She was really dreadful. And then after that...
No wonder you're trying to, like, run her over with a car. You use that excuse that, oh, but she was walking behind the car and I couldn't see. Yeah, okay. It's intentional.
She just wants to play power games with me and give me a fucking panic attack. Oh, God, but now she's just kind of really, it's not that, I'm not going to say, she kind of accepts it, because, like, I really don't, it came to the point where I just kind of didn't really care if she accepted it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And that totally took the power away from her, because I just really, and I don't know where it came from, but at some point I just said to myself, I don't really care at all how she feels about it. And if she doesn't like it, I just don't care. And I didn't, I guess probably because... I didn't understand, what the hell does she care? Now she's just kind of like really, you know, means nothing now. Nothing. I don't get any, you know, she's totally, I don't know what you call it.
Maybe she's just kind of grown accustomed to it. Not really accepted it, but
yeah.
Just something that's there and she's used to it now and, you know.
Yeah.
She has no say-so, so she's just, well, whatever.
Right. Thank you, Shalee.
Thank you, Sandy.
Okay. Oh my God, I just dropped my glasses. I don't want to keep you on long because I know... Wait. Hello? I'm sorry. I just dropped everything on the floor. And I'm still recording. I didn't even press pause yet. Oh my Lord. I don't want to keep you on too long. Wait, let me pause this. So I hope you enjoyed the Gay Pride edition of The Lesbian Mafia. This was not an easy show to put up this weekend. I was just lagging a bit from doing the closing summary, but I got a message from my favorite little internet soulmate, Tash, in Australia. And I instinctively respond to being called bitch, so that's what prompted me to finish this show. And I wanted to say thank you very much for that lovely, beautiful, adorable, cute, unbelievably charming video in the Lesbian Mafia t-shirt. She's on my MySpace, myspace.com/thelesbianmafiashow. And I couldn't ask for a better commercial for the t-shirts when I do get them up, which will be very shortly, by the way. So next is to Suzanne, Canton, Rhode Island, who has the pod player up, and Patty in Las Vegas also has it, and Jennifer in Arkansas, the college teacher, Tracy, Miriam in Queens, Ashton in Cleveland, Ohio, Rain in Philadelphia, who it is her birthday, so happy birthday, Rain. And I don't know if I should sing happy birthday in a regular pleasant singing voice or if I should sing it in an obnoxious voice. So maybe I'll hold off on that. Michael and Michael in Stuttgart, Germany, who are a couple, and both of their names are Michael, who always leave me the nicest, loveliest voicemails and comments, and I just feel psychically connected to them. Yvonne in Valley Stream, New York, who sent me some adorable pictures, and they're in my MySpace gallery, so you could go check those out. She's the babe. Hannah in Chicago for telling her girlfriend Jess about the show. Jody in Australia, who always leaves the best comments and makes me feel like I'm not a douchebag. And another shout out to Chris, who sends tantalizing photos
that I've added more into my MySpace gallery, the G-rated ones. No, I'm kidding. That's a joke. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. No, no, I'm not. I'm not. Yes, I am. No, I'm not. So thank you so much for being here. And if I didn't mention you, please just drop me an email and I'll be sure to get you on the next time I do shout outs. And I'm really glad that you were here for this show. And I apologize for its tardiness. So happy gay pride to you from me. Bye-bye.
Complaints from Lou Diamond Phillips' wife. And I'm a lesbian, I'd rather be with Jane and Dick. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, a penis doesn't do the trick. When we go in for 69, I know hers is the same as mine. When does cheerleading practice start? Hey there, cutie.